I feel slightly underwhelmed on size. I feel slightly underendowed at the moment because now I'm going to talk about something much smaller. Now, it's been thought for 30 years or so that various animals, especially migrating birds, must be able to navigate through magnetic fields. Some experiments we've done on pigeons where you give them food in two ends of a room and then you turn on a magnetic field if there's food at one end, hidden food at one end, or turn off if it's another end, and the pigeons they always go to the end with the food where you're telling them to.
So in other words, you can confuse them by putting them in a magnetic field. Whatever clue they're using to navigate, you can confuse it by magnetising them, which is why people think they use magnetic sources to navigate.
And you can kind of give them hints. If you hide food at one end of a room and then turn the magnetic field on and you keep doing that and then you turn it off, they'll go to the other end. So they can obviously detect the magnetic field. But
the key question is how, I guess.
Yeah, because no one's found any structures inside them which possibly could. And everyone has thought that chemical reactions couldn't possibly be sensitive to tiny magnetic fields like the Earth's magnetic field.
Because we're always saying the same about humans, aren't we? How can we possibly be sensitive to a magnetic field? So what's the new finding?
Well, Peter Hoare and colleagues at the University of Oxford have in fact made the first chemical that's ever been sensitive to this sort of magnetic field. They've taken three other chemicals, a carotenoid, a bit like you get in carrots, a porphyrin, which is a bit like hemoglobin, and a fullerene, kind of attached them together. And when they get hit by light, it moves an electron, so one from the porphyrin to the fullerene and one from the carotenoid to the porphyrin. And then after a while, those electrons move back again. They've been looking at this with infrared light. But if you put a magnetic field on them, it takes much, much longer for the electrons to move back again. And this molecule they've made is very similar to other molecules called cryptochromes, which are found in birds' eyes. So it's quite possible that, because you can have this chemical effect on a very small scale, that the birds are using the cryptochromes. When light hits them with magnetic field, they know it'll react one way, but if there's no magnetic field, it reacts another way. So they might be detecting the magnetic field that way.
Because there was a study which was largely written off from Germany a long time ago, Berlin. Some scientists put humans in a dark room on a swivel chair, and they showed them a light bulb at different positions in the room, and they had it on a dimmer switch, and they would turn the dimmer up so the light bulb would come up gently, and they would ask people to signal when they could first see the light bulb. And they found, or they reported in this study, I remember reading it, that people could see the light earlier when they were lined up with the magnetic field than when they weren't. And so this was written off at the time as, it seems a bit dubious. But maybe there's some basis then, if birds really are sensitive, and because our other senses are so dominant, we just ignore our magnetic sense. And in fact, we just rely on the other cues that we get from our visual system and our other kind of sense of where we are, road signs even. So yeah, we just ignore it.
May even be possible that you could learn to use it if you were in the right conditions and you spent long enough.
Sure. Well, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess, where that one's going, won't we, whether or not that turns out to be true.